Kevin Powell standing by. Kevin Powell's at McCormick Place for Sox Fest, which is underway. The White Sox festival that celebrates fans and the of course, the players are there. The mood is intense. And this the fans are looking forward to a big season in Chicago this summer. Kevin Powell, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. Appreciate it. A ton of buzz at the convention, obviously, or fest, whatever you want to call it. You know, this it's been a long time. 12 years since they were last in the postseason, and then they go full-blown rebuild over the past few years, and we've had to watch some really bad baseball, but this is why you do it, because you build a core that can compete for multiple years, not just one championship, and that's the goal here. So, you know, this is an offseason where you added free agency pieces. It felt like the perfect time for Rick Hahn and the front office to be aggressive, and that's exactly what they did.
It's so refreshing as a fan myself to see some of the names, and I want to get into them. But what traditionally happens at a Sox Fest? Do they do it? Is it as mimics the other festivals like the Cubs Fest or the Hawks Fest, things like that?
A little bit. Everyone's a little different on their own. The Sox did more of, instead of like an opening ceremony, they did more of, they called it a black carpet event. So basically it was Gene Honda introducing players and staff members and former players, and then they walk through the front in front of all the fans who were waiting. This is sold out, by the way. It's absolutely packed here at McCormick Place. So then they walk in, and then there are some panels. I think Carlton Fisk was just doing one. Tim Anderson was doing one with Chuck Garfine and Jason Benetti. They do autograph sessions. Dallas Keuchel appears to be a fan favorite already. His line was completely zigzagging through the convention floor, so he figures to be a fan favorite. So it's fairly similar, a little bit different, though, from other ones.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Dallas Keuchel. Today he addresses the media and he apologizes for his role in the 2017 Astros. That made national news. They're breaking in at ESPN on that and everything. Yeah. What was the feeling at Sox Fest that he was addressing this? Because you haven't heard too many Houston Astros talking about it.
No, nobody's talked about it. And, you know, Keuchel came out and full-blown apologized for it. But he also doesn't sound too happy with Mike Fiers, who was a former pitcher for the Astros, who basically blew the story open. He had leaked exactly what was going on to reporters. Keuchel didn't seem too happy about that. He said he had broken the clubhouse code, whatever you want to call it. So it was an apology, but he still seemed a little bitter towards Mike Fiers. And Mike Fiers, who was just fielding questions from reporters minutes ago, he wouldn't really address it. He wouldn't talk about it. He said he wanted to stick to baseball. So, yeah, it was a national story that came out. Certainly didn't bring the mood down or anything like that, but it definitely got everybody's attention. The flock of reporters you should have seen going towards Keuchel when he was made available before the event even started. There was dozens and dozens of reporters wanting to hear what he had to say.
Now, it is interesting because he brought up a point that I don't think it's talked about a lot, is that even though, yes, there were I think he said it this way, he's like, that was baseball at the time, which kind of intimated that maybe it wasn't just the Astros that was doing it, but this
it definitely was not just the Astros.
Yeah, of course.
There's no way it was just them.
But he pointing that out and then saying, you know, even though, you know, it wasn't every game that we did it, and also there were times that we did it and we still struck out because that's baseball. So he kind of was taking a little bit of the edge about, you know, obviously the Houston Astros won the World Series, so everybody just assumes it's because they cheated. But there's a lot of that goes into the nuance of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, his point is that, well, everybody's doing it, but this is a classic scenario, right? Just because everybody else is doing this doesn't necessarily make it right. Do I want to say this had to happen? I don't know about that in terms of the story leaking out, but it definitely is going to lead to Major League Baseball being more strict than ever on preventing stuff like this to happen, which is using technology to steal information from teams. I think it's fair game to steal signs if you're on the field or even from the dugout. That's just part of the game. That's gamesmanship. That's been going on since the day baseball was invented.
Yeah.
But blatantly using a camera and then relaying pitch by pitch, that's a whole different story.
The White Sox, with Blackjack McDowell last week and kind of calling out Tony La Russa doing it in the 80s, much more rudimentary than what the Astros were doing. But does that play at all at Sox Fest? I mean, the Sox, that story kind of came up and it kind of went away, and the White Sox no one really talked about it. Does that have any buzz at the convention? Have you heard anything else about whether or not people are even looking into whether Tony La Russa and the White Sox were doing that back in the 80s?
No, not at all. I haven't heard. I actually forgot about that until you reminded me. me. I don't know why. Maybe because it felt like a little personal from Blackjack McDonald. But no, I haven't heard anything about that. But the Keuchel stuff, certainly people were discussing that. I mean, like you said, that was if you type in Dallas Keuchel, that's a national story. If you type in his name in Google, that's a national story.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see Major League Baseball make some serious changes when it comes to this using technology and whatnot.
Kevin Powell, of course, who does sports here at WGN Radio, is also our baseball reporter at Sox Fest down at McCormick Place. We're talking about the black carpet, which you saw. The White Sox have had a ton of off-season acquisitions, and this is a year that is so almost an anomaly for the White Sox. They brought in, it feels like, more than you can count on your hand.
Yeah.
They're all around today. Was it exciting to see Gene Honda call out Gio Gonzalez or call out Yasmani Grandal or anyone else who might be there that wasn't on the team last year?
Oh, for sure. I mean, because you're seeing the core that Rick Hahn built in terms of drafting guys or trading for young talent and developing them and then adding in the proven talents. You know, the thing going into the season, I keep reminding people, as much as we all get excited by looking at the roster for the White Sox, there's still a lot of unproven talent. Now, that talent is, I mean, it's through the roof how talented it is between Luis Robert and Eloy Jimenez and Michael Kopech and Dylan Cease. That's, I think, when you look at the win projections that are coming out, which is around mid-80s, I think that's predicated on the fact that the only way they're getting to 90-plus victories is if they do get major progress from some of that young talent. Does Luis Robert perform at the level we think he can from the get-go? I mean, Yoan Moncada, it took him a couple years to figure it out, right?
Right.
It takes guys a while to figure out. Now, maybe he's a freak and he's good to go right away. We've also seen that before. I think it's different for every player. Eloy Jimenez hasn't played a full season. We don't know what Michael Kopech is going to bring. He's coming off Tommy John, although it's going to be about 16 months by the time opening day rolls around. I don't know if Kopech's going to start with the big league club because he has been such a layoff for him, where I could see him getting a few starts in the minors to get the season going. But, you know, Rick Hahn just about an hour ago was holding his town hall meeting with fans where fans get to ask the questions, and he was giving some injury updates. Carlos Rodon, I mean, the way he referred to it is who's coming back from Tommy John surgery. That'll be like a trade deadline acquisition because that's when they're expecting around the All-Star break.
Yeah,
so
great,
you add him to the mix. Guys are going to get hurt. We've seen it a million times. I mean, just a ton of buzz and a ton of excitement. But I think it's going to be, for me, the biggest question mark is how much progress does some of these young talent make? How big of a stride do they make?
Yeah, let's talk about that because Luis Robert, of course, signed the contract, so we expect him to be the center fielder at opening day. There are others in the prospect in the pipeline. Nick Madrigal, I think you mentioned with Roe Jake Berger's coming back. Also, Vaughn. I forgot his first
Andrew
name.
Vaughn.
Andrew Vaughn, who was the number one pick last year. They still have a lot of young players who are in the minors. Do we expect at all to see any or to hear any of those names up at Guaranteed Rate?
I for sure expect to see Nick Madrigal at some point. I don't know if he's going to be their opening day starter, but I don't know, a month or two in to the season, we might see him, and that's a leadoff type guy for you, and he fills the second base void. I don't know if he's going to be on the opening day roster, but and Vaughn's probably got a full season of the minors ahead of him before we can even talk about him coming up to the big leagues. But you know, I mean, you look at this roster, and it's pretty much good to go. You got Eloy in left, Luis Robert in center. Nomar Mazara in right field. Third base is Yoan. Short is Tim Anderson. First base, Jose Abreu. And then second, you'll probably have a mix of Larry Garcia or Danny Mendick. And then catcher, you got James McCann and Yasmani Grandal. I mean, that's a pretty dang
good-looking
roster right there. And then if you add Madrigal at second base, that's your entire roster right there. And then with the starting rotation, you've got Lucas Giolito. You've got Dallas Keuchel. You've got Gio Gonzalez. You've got Renato Lopez, Michael Kopech, and Carlos Rodon coming back as well. So there are a lot of pieces here, and I think the bullpen's solid too with Alex Colome and Aaron Bummer and the addition of Steve Cishek, who pitched for the Cubs for a few seasons. So I think there's real reason to be optimistic about this Sox team.
How did the fans react to Michael Kopech cutting his hair? I don't like it. I don't like it. I wanted that. I wanted that Thor look.
I kind of like the longer hair, too, but he did it for a good cause. Kopech's Cuts, which donates money to charities and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't know. He seems to always have a different sort of look. I mean, I think I've seen him with, like, five different styles of hair, whether it's buzzed or long, or he kind of kind of does his thing. But, yeah, I don't know. I could maybe go around and take a poll from fans and see what they think about Michael Kopech and get back to you.
I appreciate that. And the other thing is, you know, there was a lot of hate to say that, you know, the White Sox aren't done. There's still time. This is Sox Fest, of course. But there still could be other acquisitions or other free agents that could come through the door and be ready for spring training.
Yeah, Rick Hahn was asked about that, and he basically said it sounds like, you know, most of the heavy lifting, the big-time free agents, they're probably done in that respect, but they still could add somebody. And he didn't completely rule out a trade, too. I mean, you were mentioning all those young prospects. At some point, you may have an opportunity to move talent to get a bigger star, a proven talent. So that's the beauty of the farm system. It gives you depth for actually personnel-wise or ammunition to deal guys away to acquire a player.
Yasiel Puig.
You really want him?
I do. I do for the fun of a guy who licks his bat and the Cuban connection. I just think it'd be great. I think that it'd be great to have him here. I'd be really excited to have a player like him. He's a playoff guy. He's been in the playoffs a lot with the Dodgers.
He is. Only 29.
29 years old. You know what? All right. Temper my expectations.
There's too many positive vibes right now, Justin. And Puig's sort of a divisive figure in the baseball world.
I don't know. I think we need that kind of guy who might break a bat over a knee. That's what we need. All right, Kevin, I'll let you go. But last question, just as the weekend unfolds, what is the rest of it just pretty much seminars and sessions and autographs and things like that at Sockfest?
Yeah, well, our very own Eddie Mazur and Mark Carmen will be here tomorrow to do some panels. I think Carmen's doing one, which is the 2000 White Sox, who won the division that year. They were swept in the first round of the playoffs. But if you look back at that roster, it's you go down memory lane for sure. But I believe he's got Ozzy on that and Frank Thomas and Mike Soraka. So he's got a good panel. And then Andy Mazur will be doing some stuff. So, tomorrow it's just more autograph sessions, photo sessions, and then a lot of just sit down and seminar type stuff here. And the players, current and former, just talk about all things baseball.
There you go. Kevin Powell at McCormick Place for Sox Fest, which kicks